Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From CBS and the Sunday Morning Show, correspondent Mo Rocca joins us on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Mo, good morning.
Well, thank you, Larry and John. It's good to be talking to you.
This is, I would say, one of the more unusual interests. Obituaries? You're into obituaries? Really?
I love reading obituaries. It's like reading a short biography, and I like short, I've got to tell you, but reading a short biography of somebody, and I don't know why. My father loved reading obituaries, too, so we'd read them together. And, well, first of all, I love the quirky details that pop up in obituaries, and it's kind of like, I don't know, it's sort of a measuring stick. Like you're reading about the life of somebody and saying like, all right, how am I doing? And you might be inspired or you might be humbled when you read an obituary.
You know, I got to tell you, recently walking through a cemetery, somebody said, isn't it interesting how somebody's life comes down to, in some cases, two words, and you wonder about that person. And most of the time they're not famous, but it's the same thing with obituaries. You're right. You maybe never heard of these people and all of a sudden, this is it.
You get an inch.
I know. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, let's just cut to the chase here. I'm thinking about my own obituary. And if I can maybe get this to the editors ahead of time, if I get an obituary in the newspaper, and if there are still newspapers around, I'd like the title to just simply read, No Mo.
All right. So in your obituaries, in your mobits, give us an example of something you've come across.
Basically, what I'm trying to do is pay respect to people that you may have heard of, you may not have heard of, that never, in my opinion, got a proper send-off for whatever reason. And also ideas, eras, things that never got obituaries, because obituaries are only written about single individuals usually. So it's everyone from Sammy Davis Jr., who, by the way, I believe on his tombstone, it just simply says, he did it all, something like that. And he really did. I mean, he did it all better than everybody else. To pioneers in civil rights that I know you've never heard of, like the actual first African-American man to play major league ball is a man named Moses Fleetwood Walker. He played in Dayton, Ohio, in what was then the major leagues 64 years before Jackie Robinson played. We also are, there's an obituary for Neanderthals, because when Neanderthals died out 40,000 years ago, there was no obit. I mean, maybe they had, I imagine like a Flintstones, like stone tablet. That was their version of a newspaper. So maybe there was an obit for Neanderthals that day. I would hope it would have been on the front page. And coming up this Thursday is my mobit on sitcom, the character deaths, characters on beloved sitcoms that just disappear. For instance, on Happy Days, the older brother of Richie Cunningham, Howard's character.
There was an older brother?
Yeah, in the first two seasons, Richie Cunningham had an older brother named Chuck Cunningham. He would just dribble a basketball and eat sandwiches all the time. And this was back in the days when the Fonz had a beige jacket, because the network thought a black leather jacket was too menacing. And the Fonz was just a marginal character at that point. But, and Henry Winkler told me this, he's on the podcast, Henry Winkler said that as the Fonz became more popular, Gary Marshall, the creator of the show, said, look, it doesn't make sense for Richie to go to his older brother for advice on dating because he's got the Fonz. So in the sense, the Fonz became the older brother. I know this sounds deeply psychological. And so there was no choice but to eliminate the Chuck Cunningham character. In a sense, Chuck Cunningham had to die for the Fonz to live.
Wow. And also, some other things like, and this happened when Michael Jackson died. He blew a couple of big stars off the front pages, but it happened when Bill Clinton was inaugurated with Audrey Hepburn.
Right. She died. The wonderful, and there's something wrong if you don't love Audrey Hepburn, but Audrey Hepburn died the day that Bill Clinton was inaugurated the first time, and And I asked President Clinton about this, and he was genuinely shocked. He did not know that Audrey Hepburn died on the day of his inauguration. And, you know, he was busy that day. But, yeah, Farrah Fawcett, poor Farrah Fawcett got overshadowed by poor Michael Jackson. I mean, both of them gone before their time. But remember the second Darren on Bewitched? Like, everybody liked the first Darren
Bewitched?
Yeah, the second Darren died on the same died on the same day as Kim Il-sung, the grandfather of the current Kim. I mean, it was rough enough being the second Darren, but then to be overshadowed by a genocidal maniac on the day you die, it just sucked.
Yeah, he was gone in a blink.
It is fascinating. Mobituaries on podcast and soon to be released in book form. And I got to tell you, I've already thought of mine.
What do you want the first line of your obit to be?
Was brought to you by ... and then the stone would look like a NASCAR jacket.
Nice. That'll be people will want to see that stone.
By the way, Mo, John and I are big fans. We think your show is the best on television, the CBS Sunday Mornings. Mo Rocca, what was it you wanted on your tombstone again?
Just two words. No, Mo.
Terrific, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.